Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to episode 14, Monetizing Your Mission. Strategies that will work now during this time of uncertainty and work in times of robust business growth. Hey, my friend, welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate. And if you're new to us, welcome home. Today, we're reviewing the last in our four-part series of business fundamentals, where we started talking about finding the gap, the problem that no one else is solving or solving well, and finding proof that people will pay for the solution that you have in mind, and creating the right packages and pricing for your services, which is one of the hardest parts of launching a new business or new line of business. What do you include in your offerings, and how do you put a number on that? It's something that's particularly hard for many new women entrepreneurs, as it kind of kicks up all your stuff around self-worth and why will people pay me and am I really good enough and all that other juicy stuff. We also had a great episode 13 with Julie Catino in how to stand out in a crowded market by twisting your brand. Julie gave us some awesome advice on how to create a strong value proposition with your brand and how to twist your audience, twist your offer, and twist your messages to be more relevant now. So if you missed any of those episodes, make sure you make time to listen and take notes, especially if you're just getting started or you're feeling a bit stuck. And today we're talking about monetizing your mission, or how I like to say, no money, no mission. Without a steady stream of clients, you can't fulfill the mission for your business, and you'll actually go broke, struggling, trying to make things work. So now is a good time to reevaluate, where is the money coming from? If you've heard me speak about how to grow your business in uncertain times, you've likely heard me say that money is like water and you, my friend, are in control of the flow. And we're going to talk about how you can do that now today. Many people in my circles are talking about no one is buying right now because people are holding on to cash resources in this time of economic uncertainty. The truth is, people are buying right now, and we are always in a time of an uncertain economy. There's nothing that we can ever plan for. There's nothing that we can count on for sure in any economic environment. And there are new issues and new challenges that your clients are facing now that have only been magnified because of this downturn and as a result of the pandemic. But they were always areas of challenge that are now even more frightening because your clients don't have the strategies they need to move beyond where they are. For you to survive and even thrive during this period of change, you are going to need to shift one or more of these three things. Number one, you may need to shift what you're offering as far as your products and services to be relevant to what's happening in your market right now. Number two is you'll likely need to shift the scope of your offering to make it easily consumable, easy to sell, easy for your clients to buy, easy for your clients to get a positive and immediate impact so that they can shift from a place of being stuck to a place where they're getting new results. And this might also mean that you're not selling your highest end services right now, but instead you're pulling out slices of what you do and packaging and pricing them differently. So write that down. that we'll come back to later, providing slices of what you do and packaging and pricing them differently. And you may also need, I know this for sure, you'll need to shift how you talk about your services. So you're not sounding like you're ignoring the environment and what's going on in the world right now, and you're pretending like it's business as usual. So how do you approach this big shift in what you offer and how you price your offerings, how you price your services, how you message around your offerings? And if you're listening to this for the first time, I am an expert in helping my clients launch services-based businesses. So whether you're a coach, a consultant, trainer, any sort of service provider, then this is for you. If you're selling products or fashion or beauty products, this is not something that I cover. It's not something that I'm an expert in. But this is really for those of you who are selling services. So pricing and packaging is really the secret sauce of any successful business. And it's certainly a skill that I've spent many years developing and honing for myself and for my clients. And if you've been listening to this business fundamentals series from the start, you know that identifying the gap in the market that you uniquely fill is the very, very first step. Finding proof that people will buy is the second step, and using your branding to stand out in a crowded market is the third. You need a powerful value proposition that really stands above the competition so that you can stand out in a market all your own. And with all of those pieces in place, now it's a time to fulfill your brand promise through the products that you offer. And these can be physical products. But when I say physical products, they're physical products in the sense that you've taken something that you do as part of your services and you've created a physical product around that. And I also consider that your services need to be packaged as products. They need to be packaged as solutions that solve problems. And I call those products. So let's face it, no one is charging by the hour anymore. That's a going broke strategy. That's a going back to work strategy. To scale your services-based business, you really need to be selling packages at different levels of pricing so your clients can easily take a journey with you from the point where they just make a decision to say yes, to getting started with you, to higher and higher levels of mastery through the skills that you can teach them. So for instance, many of my clients get started with me in the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is my 101 program for how to launch a profitable business that scales. After that, my clients need to know how to amplify their marketing and put in place effective sales strategies. So that might mean building out marketing funnels, creating webinars that convert, how to have successful enrollment conversations where you're not feeling sleazy, but you're having authentic conversations that convert, to creating other products to add to your portfolio of offerings. But the first place to start is, what is your core offering? What is your foundational offering? What's that foundational program that many people need? So it's a really great place to start. And depending on the price point, that may still be an easy thing to sell right now. And if you're finding that the price point for your core offer is too high for the market right now, you might want to look at three things. Number one, how effective are your sales skills? Are you comfortable having authentic enrollment conversations? Are you out there? Are you being seen and heard? Are you aligned to the value that you're offering? And are you able to speak about that value in the outcomes that you deliver? And are you able to have that conversation in a really compelling way? So if people aren't buying from you right now, the first thing we want to outrule is it your sales skills? Is it your ability to successfully convert new prospects into clients? And if you've checked that box and people are still not converting, then it's time to meet them where they are. And instead of the full menu, offer them just an appetizer that gets them one step further ahead than where they are right now, and that delivers something that's quick, it's concrete, it's measurable, and it happens in a short period of time. So for me, that might mean helping clients get clear on their marketing strategy and cleaning up their messaging. So if you've already been in business for a while and you're struggling now to get new business, then maybe it's about cleaning up your messaging. Maybe it's about your packaging or your pricing. Maybe it's about you being able to have authentic sales conversations. And if you're just getting started, it might mean going back and doing the market analysis on how are you going to find your position and stand out as an expert? You know, what is that problem that you solve? And who is an ideal client? What do they look like? What do they sound like? And why are your products, your programs, your services perfect for them? That is a slice of what we do in the Launch Lab, but it's not our full accelerator experience. So here's a question to get you started, or actually a few questions to get you started. I'm asking you a lot of questions today. I hope they're helpful. And it's a great time to pull out your journal and just make notes of these questions, even if you're not following along with them or doing the exercises right now. When this podcast is over, you know, find a quiet spot and go ahead and really reflect on where you think you need to focus your attention right now so that you can turn on that money flow. So here are those questions. What is it that your target audience is needing most right now? Do you need to change what you're offering or how you're positioning your services to fulfill that need? Next is, what is the price range that your clients feel comfortable saying yes to the investment? How can you take a portion of what you're offering and package that for quick impact and really start there? So if the full extent of the thing that you offer is like a year-long program and it's multiple thousands of dollars, that might not be something that's easy for your clients to bite off on right now. You might have to create an appetizer, something that gives them immediate impact, but it's not the full 4 or 5 course meal. So what I know to be true is that you can take a client from where they are to a quick win. You'll have a long-term client who will invest with you again and again because you get them and you can help them get immediate results. And the value of a loyal client is exponential. So it's not that, oh, I'm reducing my prices. This is not about giving people a discount. This is about taking something that they need right now, pulling that out of your portfolio, packaging it differently, messaging it differently, and letting your clients get a quick win. Loyalty is everything. This may be also a time for you to develop something new that you didn't have as part of your product portfolio before. I know for me, when I saw so many new entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs in general, when I saw so many business owners struggling to deliver effective online workshops and online training programs because they were so used to delivering workshops in person or training programs in person. And I saw too many coaches and consultants give away too much for free because they didn't know how to charge for it. I just knew I could help. And that's when I developed a 6-week program called Standout Webinars. I knew that in just 6 weeks, I could help you create powerful presentations that deliver great content while also making effective offers that got people to say yes to working with you. And that was golden for where people were struggling right now, right? So that's an example of creating a brand new offering that I knew how to do that didn't exist before, that solved an emerging and immediate clearly defined market need. So grab your notebook and let me ask you, where is there a new and emerging market need happening in your business space right now? And what skills do you have that you can apply to help your clients get a quick win? And by the way, this is where perfectionists need to remember that done is better than perfect. You don't need to have everything tied up with a pretty bow to begin creating value here. You can just get a charter group of people together who are willing to help you build it. And you only need to be one or two steps ahead of your deliverables. So in standout webinars, I am still developing content and we're 4 weeks into this program already. So you don't need to have everything tied up ahead of time. All you need to do is to be one or two steps ahead of where your clients are right now. If you're building out an online course, you can say record your orientation module, or you can record your first lesson and use off-the-shelf tools that are quick and easy to set up. So for me, I use Mighty Networks for the Standout Webinars course. I was already using it for the community around the Launch Lab. And so all I had to do was upgrade my offer, turn on the course component, and voila, it was easy, it was quick, and I was able to generate immediate revenue. So what's bubbling up for you right now, my friend? Is this a time to let creativity flow and let your intuition guide you? Brainstorm what you need to be offering, what you could be offering your audience right now, and what is the step-by-step path that they would need to take to get results. You can mind map this, you can create an outline, you can create a list, whatever works for you, how you like to visualize the results that your clients get. Because this is a journey. This is a journey that your clients are taking with you. And then ask yourself, how would I offer that? How would I price it to be of good value for them and also good value for you? What I know to be true is now is the best time for you to take stock of why you started this business. Remember why you're here. What is your big mission? And what needs to happen in order for you to succeed and fulfill that mission? So take a minute. Let me know what you came up with after this episode. What new strategies are you going to pursue? Join me in the Life After Corporate Facebook group and post there. Leave me a note and I'll be sure to respond directly to you. And if you have questions and you want more detail on how to pivot your service offerings in this time of uncertainty, just reach out. You can reach out to me in email at deb@thegreatdoover.com. That's deb@thegreatdoover.com. And I'll be happy to answer your questions. And if you feel you're ready to go deeper with your business strategy, we can also have a conversation of what that could look like. So that's it for now, my friend. I hope I have filled you up with big ideas and great opportunities for you to pursue in this time of uncertainty, because you must monetize your mission in order to succeed. See you next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.